This is the Tiger 102.75.
Officers yesterday raided another market in Patong and seized more than 4,000 counterfeit goods valued at more than ¥1 million. A team of officers from the Economic Crime Suppression Division joined the raid at the Patong Otop Shopping Paradise Market. Officers arrested a 51-year-old. They seized 1,300 items from him. Another two gentlemen had their shop seized, with more than 2,500 items of counterfeit clothes seized. A total of 4,153 items seized, valued at ¥1.3 million. The alleged offenders were taken back to the Patong police station to face legal action. The driver and seven passengers were injured when an air-conditioned bus fell into a ditch in the middle of a road and flipped over in Nakhon Ratchasima early today. The 41-year-old driver of the bus was severely injured in the crash. Police say the accident happened around 3:35 a.m. on Highway No. 24. The injured passengers told police the bus swayed before it fell into the ditch and overturned. Police believe the driver probably dozed off behind the wheel. All injured were taken to the local district hospital. And 30 Cambodian nationals from the Jarai minority group, also known as the Montagnards, including 13 children, have been arrested and are being detained in Bangkok. This from a human rights NGO official. She said they were arrested under the Immigration Act on grounds of having illegally entered and illegally staying in the country, even after they'd received a person of concern status from the UN High Commission for Refugees. Fortify Rights campaigners claim Thai authorities have arrested more than 200 refugees and asylum seekers over the past 2 months. They've reportedly fled from Cambodia, Vietnam, and Pakistan and are being detained at the Immigration Detention Center in Bangkok. A teen who claimed to have been drugged and raped on Koh Tao in June has failed to confirm the site of the attack, identity of the attacker, or how the attack happened whilst being questioned in the UK. This according to Thai police. British police also handed over a T-shirt the 19-year-old woman wore on June the 25th, the date of the alleged attack, and they say forensic tests found the DNA of a woman and a man, but nothing incriminating, as she claimed. It was not explained, nor was the question asked at the media conference where the DNA tests were conducted or if the male DNA had been matched. Speaking at the same press conference, the National Police Chief, Police General Chakchip Chajinda, said he'd concluded that there was no rape on Koh Tao as claimed by the woman, and police considered the investigation closed. It may be too late to save leatherback turtles from extinction in Thailand seas, as a legal deadlock prevents a conservation status upgrade to protect the critically endangered turtle species and three other rare marine animals. Wildlife conservationists are warning that the slow pace of stepping up the conservation of the leatherback turtle, whale shark, bride's whale, and Omura's whale to preserved status would eventually cause the inevitable extinction of leatherback turtles in Thailand. They were speaking at a public seminar yesterday. The director of the Phuket Marine Biological Center said of the four endangered species, the fate of the leatherback turtles was now of most concern, as there'd been no reports of finding new nests of the rare sea turtle species in Thailand since 2013, and its extinction in the wild was predicted to occur within the next few years. And a crisis meeting of tour operators has been held in Chiang Mai, where they've learnt that Chinese tourism is down by 50% for the first 9 months of this year. Reasons blamed for the big drop included the boat tragedy in Phuket and negative publicity from the Dong Luong Airport security guard slapping the Chinese passenger. The strength of the Thai baht and the weakening Chinese yuan were also mentioned. Many at the meeting agreed that a good start was made by immigration to stop under-the-table payments with the no-tip signage.